Hi everyone, this is Derek at DW Scotland. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I was having a chat today with a client, and we were discussing how much challenge there is in life and how it doesn't matter where you turn, you've got loads of things to have to deal with, and that challenge was really kind of getting to this person. So I was explaining to them some work of a psychologist or an American psychologist that I'd read about at one point called Mihaly Csikszentmihalyi, and he speaks about the level of challenge in our life as a very positive thing, providing that we've got the skills to cope with it. Now, if you don't have the skills to cope with challenge, he explains that you start to suffer from stress or anxiety. Now, if you didn't have any challenge and you didn't have any skills, or you were low skilled and you was a low level of challenge, then you might find that you would be, well, you would suffer from apathy, according to Csikszentmihalyi. And you would be kind of thinking, well, why bother? I guess my example of this is if you applied for a job and you were not really particularly skilled, maybe your first job, and they asked you to use a photocopier, and it was a new photocopier, and it was complicated, but the work you were being asked to do was hardly motivational, it wasn't really challenging, but at the same time, you weren't getting a chance to use any of your skills, and you didn't have the skills to cope, then you would suffer for why bother? Why even bother doing this? You would suffer from apathy. And likewise, if the challenge is really low, but you've got tons of skills, you know everything there is to know about something, and you've been in the job for years and you really, really know your skill set, but the challenge isn't there because you've been doing the same thing day in and day out, then in that way, what Csikszentmihalyi says is you would find yourself suffering from boredom. So you would be bored. And there's a lot of people I meet are extremely bored because they're not upping their challenge level, even although they've got the skill set to cope with being able to possibly give themselves more of a challenge at work and going for promotion, for instance. But in an ideal world, you need to have challenge and the skills to cope with it. And when you've got the skills to cope with the challenge, Csikszentmihalyi says that you find yourself in a state of flow. And flow is when everything is going perfectly well for you. It's almost as if time just flies by when you're having fun, I think the expression is. So whenever you find yourself in a challenging situation, just ask yourselves, do I have the skills to cope with this? And if you don't, chances are you're probably feeling a bit anxious, a bit stressed, or either that, you're kind of thinking, you know, I need to do something about this. But what you need to do is you need to increase your skill set in order to be able to cope with that challenge. Simples. The thing is, in life, there's always going to be challenge. So why not make yourself a lifelong learner and just keep embracing the challenge, create your own challenge, and constantly update your skill set. Knowledge is power. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. This is Derek at DW Scotland. Have a fantastic day. Please like and share and comment on the post. All the best.